Chapter 1 of Book 12, Cappuccino Criminal. I knew the smell anywhere. It wasn't the aroma of freshly brewed coffee that filled the air at the Beanhive, my coffee shop, and it wasn't the smell of the warm and inviting pastries filling the glass display counters. Nor was it the scent of the strong and rich aromas from the espresso coming from the hissing espresso machine. Good morning, Loretta. It was Loretta Beebe's perfume wafting through the coffee shop as soon as she walked in, adding an extra layer to the sensory experience. She must have literally bathed in the stuff, because as soon as she flung the door open, the stench of her perfume saturated every corner of the small coffee shop. "I have no idea how you do it, Roxy." She had already made it to the counter before I turned around to actually put eyes on her. "You know it's me before you even look at me." "You have a vibe." I smiled and watched her pluck the gloves off her hands, finger by finger, before she neatly laid them over the top of and between the handles of her pocketbook. I would never hurt Loretta's feelings in a million years. She'd probably not care, but still. The community had welcomed me with open arms a few years ago when I decided to leave my job as a lawyer to fulfill my dreams of opening my very own coffee shop. Granted, I was getting a divorce, but all of that was behind me. Until it wasn't, and my ex, Kirk, and his wife, Jessica, brought their new baby in here to grab their daily afternoon cold brews. Yeah. "A vibe?" she asked, nervously raking her fingernails across the edges of her short black hair. "I bet it's the Cherokee in me."
"Yep, I betcha that's it, Loretta."
The sarcasm was as thick as it came out of Bunny Bowowski's mouth as she did a drive-by behind me with a couple of customers' orders on her tray. Her soft gray hair was parted to the side and cut at chin length. She didn't bother wearing the shirt with the coffee shop's logo I'd purchased for the employees to wear. Bunny and her best friend, Maybelle Donovan, had started a knitting club that met at the coffee shop every Sunday afternoon during the winter. Instead of the Beanhive shirt, Bunny always wore a shawl she knitted, clasping it with a fancy pin. Honey Springs was a tourist town on Lake Honey Springs in Kentucky, and the tourists didn't really come during the snowy winters, which allowed me to have different operating hours for each season. It only made sense to close the shop on Sunday, making it a perfect spot for Bunny and her group. I wasn't sure what they'd do about the new spring hours when we opened for a few hours after church. I didn't ask. Bunny always had a plan.
"I wasn't talking to you, Bunny,"
Loretta snarled. The white line where the tanning bed couldn't reach showed when she crinkled her nose.
"I don't know why you keep her around. She's not good for business."
"Bunny?" I asked Loretta. I turned my back on her so I could make her usual black coffee and disguise the smile on my face, knowing Bunny was getting Loretta's goat. "Everyone loves her." I pointed my chin into the coffee shop for Loretta to turn around and look at the customer Bunny had in stitches about something she was saying. "She's harmless." I put the coffee down next to the register and looked at my elderly employee. Bunny Bowowski waddled over to the next table, and by the way the customer waved their hand in the air, I knew Bunny was asking them if she could get them anything else.
"You're a saint for putting up with her," Loretta said.
The line of bracelets jingled and jangled as she fiddled with the zipper of her wallet to retrieve money. I smiled. "If you only knew that was what people say to me about you," I thought to myself.
"That's the girl from the environmental office," Loretta said about the customer in the corner. "I can't believe what they are thinking about doing down there past the Cocoon Inn."
"You said the key words." I took the money Loretta had tucked in between her fingers, admiring how her long red nails shone.